prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 18th day, believe it or not, already of June. Welcome to tonight's program. We're so glad you're with us, and I sincerely do mean that. Our guest tonight had to cancel, and that happens sometimes, so we're going to do something a little different tonight. It's going to be open line almost from the beginning. And I want you to call and talk to us, especially tonight. I want to keep it, if I can, tonight, as much as possible, on the praise side of this life we're living in and the joy we should be sharing in Christ. I want to do that if I can. I've picked out four songs I'm going to have played for you tonight. I want this to become like a church service. Invite you all in to give a testimony of praise. This world is going to hell in a handbasket. It is on the way very quickly. Unless he intervenes, I don't see that we're not on the verge of a nuclear war soon. Rumors are going around from pictures taken of a mushroom cloud appeared over Iran already at a nuclear facility. I don't know. Time will tell about that. Trump's thinking about going back in, dropping bunker-busting bombs on nuclear facilities. We'll see. So all these things are happening. There's no doubt about it. And probably a lot more that we don't even know about. But before I forget, tomorrow being Thursday, if God allows, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern to take your phone calls. Maybe you may want to order something or help the donation or just call and say hi to us. Please feel free to do so. And Crystal loves talking to you all just as much as I do. She really does. You know, Crystal, Joy and I work together now for roughly 26 years. She started to work for me. She was going to stay here 2 weeks. 2 weeks till I found somebody else. It's been around 26 years. Her 2 weeks are a long time. And I say this before God as a witness. She's been the right hand of this ministry whenever I couldn't be here. She took care of this office, took care of you all as good as I could in many ways, in ways I couldn't in a lot of ways. So I thank God for Crystal being here and help us out. And sometimes Shannon gets to it also. But I want to thank Crystal for doing that for us. Nonetheless, be in the office tomorrow for you to call, place an order, just talk to us. If you don't have long distance, you can call us toll free. We don't mind. That's why we have the number. 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Now, if you have long distance, please use our toll line because it does save us money. 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now, let's start tonight on a praise mood. Let's do it. And I'm on the phone lines up almost immediately because I want to hear. And I know we have listeners all over the country and actually around the world. And the ones across the world want to call in, then call the same numbers. Just dial 1-717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. I don't care where you're from or who you are. Don't care whether you're black or white. I don't care what you may be, what color, red or yellow. I don't care. If you're born again in the Spirit of Christ, washed by His blood, your heart surrendered to Him, you're part of the family. I want to hear from you. And I know some of y'all are going through, I guess, what people call hell on earth right now for a lot of different reasons. Some are really are losing their homes. Some are actually living in cars. And I know that. Some live in little shacks in the middle of nowhere trying to survive off the land. Some are hurting physically. Some have family members who are sick. About everybody has family members who need Christ. We all have sometimes burdens to bear. And I know there are times when it gets pretty cotton picking rough. Listen, people think, well, Butch Paul's different. No, I'm not. I really am not. Yes, I've been called to do a radio show for almost going on 33 years. Been called to preach and try to help best I can for the glory of God. But, folks, I'm only a man. I do some really stupid stuff, sometimes wrong stuff. Sometimes I lose my temper when I shouldn't. Try not to do that, but I'm only a man. I live in the flesh. I mean, I crucify it, but it still springs back up. I'm only a man. So don't think that I don't go through situations with my wife, Marsha Jean, being sick sometimes and her having surgeries and me not doing well sometimes. That's all part of living in this world. But this world is not our home. We have a promise, we truly do, of a place to look forward to for eternity because of our faith in Jesus Christ. And as Jim said the other night when he's feeling a little bit down, I think, and depressed what I was saying, and Jim, I love Jim. We mustn't be angry at Jim. We need to pray for Jim. Because it does take a childlike faith to accept Christ. It does. I've never seen him in the body. I've never seen him, never touched him. Never spoke to him in the flesh. And that takes faith. But that's what he also said. Blessed are those who see, who believe, who never seen. He told Thomas that. So these are things, folks, once you understand who Christ is, and you sincerely, sincerely are born again, not just going to the altar and shaking the preacher's hand, not just going to church 3-4 times a week and putting money in the collection plate. That's not salvation. Not doing good works, nothing is salvation short. As Christ said in John 3, you must be born again. In Romans chapter 8, he said, when you're born again, your spirit will bear witness with his spirit that you're a child of God. That doesn't make the problems go away. Just give you strength to bear. I'm going to play a song for you now. I'll open the phone lines too when you're ready. 717-300-1698. I want to hear from you. I sincerely do. Let's be praising God for the clothes on our back, the shoes on our feet, the food in our stomachs. And some of y'all may be lacking some of those even. But remember Hebrews chapter 11. Remember, the faith chapter talks about miracles that were done by mighty men and women of God. The same chapter talks about those who lived in caves who were destitute, who were sawn asunder, who put to death for the glory of God. The same faith they exhibited that done miracles is the same faith they exhibited as they were slaughtered for the cause of Christ. So don't think you're going through something that is something you did wrong to deserve it. That's not true. If you're living for Christ, the best you understand how and trust in Him. He loves you. If everything goes on in your life, there's a purpose for it. There truly is. It doesn't make it any heart less hard, but the faith in Christ makes it bearable. Let's play a song by the McCameys. I love it. And Peg McCamey, the lead singer, passed away a few years ago. Got to meet her in person when she came and sang for us here in West Virginia. A sweet, sweet family and good, good people. Let's play the McCameys and God on the Mountain. Thank you.
see when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Things go wrong.
Todd, hit that one more time if you don't mind. I love that song. Hit it one more time, please. Let's do it one more time. And folks, the lines are open. 717-300-1698.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Things go wrong. So easy when life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the
Still part in the night.
a light in the window, the table spread in splendor, someone standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river, and I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. It's just about home time. And I can't.
All righty, folks, we are back. Had to separate the mic for a second, but I know you didn't miss me. I love those songs. I do. Music is a wonderful way to lift your spirits. Lift your spirit, I should say. And should put a song in your heart for the goodness of God. We're going to finish that song a little bit. Just about home time. Never been homesick before. Got a couple more to play too, but I want to enjoy tonight. I want to hear your praise tonight for your blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's go first right here, Joe in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call. You want a praise report? I got one.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, and you already know about this. 2 weeks ago, Satan tried to take me down and my wife. He first attacked our phone with a malware, and so we went into town to get it taken care of, which we did, and did a little shopping. On the way home, somehow somebody just pulled right out in front of us, and we had a very serious accident. Yeah, I got some bruises. Kelly's got a fractured arm. And, you know, we're not a casualty of war, Butch.
Amen.
Because God was there no matter what.
Amen.
I mean, you know, we had the accident, yes. We are without a vehicle, yes. We have our injuries, yes. Do we still have Jesus Christ? Yes. And he was there.
Amen.
And you know, it was great, Butch, knowing that we walked away from that alive.
Yes.
Of course, you know, I know what paradise is already for on the other side, but I'm still thankful that we're breathing today.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, folks, Satan is out there, and he's going to attack us any way we can. And I've been doing some very powerful teachings these last 3 or 4 weeks on demon possession and deliverance. And it just seemed like when I start doing these things, things do happen. You know what? God is bigger than Satan.
Yes, yes.
You know, the God of this world will never, ever succeed the God of heaven. That's Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
And I am so thankful. Yeah, we're at an inconvenience. There's a lot of footwork and a lot of things that we have to do. We have to, you know, get certain, you know, people involved in on this. But I am so thankful that God is still there.
Amen. Amen to that, and, Joe.
And I know that he's going to take care of our need.
Yes, he
it's
is.
It's hard on me, but I still know that he's there.
Yep.
All right.
And what greater testimony is that?
What else can you say? Our God is sufficient at all times. You know, Joe, as I've said many times, even if we end up living in a cave one day, according to our Father's sovereign will, he's still God. And our rewards,
yeah,
according to his grace, will be great in heaven. And I'm so thankful for that. We have a home eternal in the New Jerusalem coming up. We know that. So let's just praise him for that.
Yeah. Oh, I do. You know what else I'll praise him for? Hebrews chapter 11.
Yes.
The fifth chapter.
Yes.
Because that is a, you know, as I was, you know, interviewing someone today for my broadcast, we're talking about hope.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ is the only hope we have.
Amen.
And without that hope, and again, and when Satan attacks us, that's the only hope we have is in Jesus Christ. You know,
that
Jesus
is really
went
true.
To the cross and wasn't a bed of roses when he went to the cross. They beat him to almost his death. And he suffered a lot of pain.
Yes, he did. He was beat so bad they couldn't recognize him as a man. That's how bad he was beaten.
Yeah, they beat his body so bad he looked like a pound of hamburger.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, I am so thankful that God is still there.
Yes.
And our Lord is sovereign. He will always be sovereign. And he's going to be there no matter what.
Like the McKamey said, God on the mountain is still God in the valley, right?
Right.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll talk to you soon again. All right, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great testimony. Yeah, the Lord did watch after him, him and Kelly, because they were in a wreck and they could have been seriously injured. Seriously injured. By the grace of God, they weren't. Let's go to another phone call before we play another song. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Pastor, you caught the music bug from me, huh?
I did. I like good songs. I do. I love praise songs.
Start the day with a little praise for God.
Amen.
Musically, when you can't get people to listen, they'll listen to music.
Amen.
But I want to thank God for the strength He's given me to see me through all this, watching what man is doing. What's his next move? What's he going to do? But I know God is there. He's going to handle it.
Well, we know for sure He alone is sovereign, and He rules in affairs of men. Men may think they're making the final decisions, but God Almighty is in charge.
Yeah, He will step in when He's ready. That's when things will start.
Amen.
When He's ready, not when man is ready. But one of my kids I've known since he was little baby has found God. And
Amen.
That's a praise report. He has found God. Yes, he has.
Hallelujah.
He's much happier now.
Hallelujah.
A whole lot happier now.
That's always that's always good.
That is good.
Praise God.
And he told me, I see what you've been telling me. I found out. There you go, kid.
You have to experience it for yourself to understand it. That's true. That's very true.
That's right. So praise God for that. And I sent you a donation, Pastor. I sent it express mail. I sent it on Monday. You're supposed to get on Friday. That's express mail.
Now, that's really fast. It takes 5 days to drive, 14 hours or so, whatever. But anyway, no problem.
You go,
thank you.
Clear
thank
across
you.
The country.
Thank you,
you
so
clear
much.
Across the country in that time.
Oh, easy. Very easy.
And enjoy things along the way.
Exactly. Well, thank you,
Pastor.
Thank you.
We love y'all, and praise God for Pastor Paul.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. Just pray for me is what I need more than anything else.
Yeah. What are we going to do? All right. And Marcia to keep you straight.
Well, she does. But thanks for the call, Jan. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. I really mean that. Thank you. Appreciate that so much. We're going to get to everybody else in a minute. But I like to finish that song. Todd's already started. I've never been this homesick before. Now, I know some of y'all probably know what I'm talking about, and that's a shame. It truly is. Because if you don't understand, then I really can't tell you. I really can't. Unless you experienced it for yourself, what it means to be born again and know you're home without this world. I can't explain to you. You have to experience it. I can tell you how you can experience it. You call me tonight on the air or tomorrow in the office. I'll explain to you about being born again, a new creature in Christ, what it means to be filled with joy and excitement for the future. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you enjoy this life, what's going on, but this is not the end for you. This is like being born like you were the first time in your mother's womb, come into a whole new world. When we leave this world, we'll leave this earthly womb, so to speak, and go into a brand new life. It's already in us, but we get to experience it when we leave this world. Man, I mean, we need to thank him for that. By the way, I'm thinking of, too, Daniel was going to be with me from the Man of Food tonight, and he couldn't make it. He just couldn't make it. So he told me to tell you all this, to go to the site, numanna.com, numanna.com, the prices on all the food buckets have been cut drastically for a little while. Now's the time to stock up on it while you can. Daniel Brinkman's here to tell you all this. The price of his food in buckets has been cut dramatically. Go to numanna.com and check it out, please, while you can. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to find out how well you can do right now if you stock up some food. But let's finish that song, start over again. I've never been this homesick before. Listen to the harmony of these four young men. And if you get a chance, watch on YouTube. The video is beautiful. Go ahead and play again, Todd, please.
See the bright light shine, it's just about home time.
Hallelujah, folks. Oh, man, that I love that. And we're going to go to break in a minute. So, Chance, you hang on a second. Everybody else, I'll get you after the break. We're going to break in about 35, 40 seconds. I won't bring you on to cut you off. But the number to call, by the way, we're going to break right now. I'll come back from break. I'll get the number to call New Man. We're going to go to phone calls again. 717-300-1698.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Man of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call Two Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie. N-E-T-T-I-E. N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we are back. A number to call, Numana. And please, I mean this seriously. Check the price of that. You're going to be surprised. A great deal on buckets of food. Call 888-597-0775. And yes, there's only one man answering the phones. His name is Todd also. Leave a message and he'll call you back. He gets overwhelmed sometimes. But they're like our ministry. They're running on shoestring, basically. They're not getting wealthy at what they're doing. But give them a call and tell them I sent you over. You want to talk about their specials and their food buckets. 888-597-0775. Back to the phone lines to go. Let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
Pastor Butch, you know, I pay close attention to patterns, especially nowadays. And over the last month, have you noticed all the strange occurrences with the telephone landlines, the cell phones, the electric? Have you noticed?
Well, not particularly. I've noticed a lot of strange things with the weather going on, for sure, but I don't think so.
Well, that's my next point. But the first point, I spoke to a couple of people, and they've noticed these things, too. And I would assume it's happening with the Internet, too, like cutting off, dropping calls. It's happening more with a more regular frequency, I've noticed now. I don't know if they're testing their AI now or they're testing their surveillance methods. They're getting them ready. Who knows? Now, you mentioned the weather. That's another thing, Pastor Butch. Have you noticed over the last month, practically every day, the sun comes out, then it goes behind the clouds and rains, and the same process continues all throughout the day, many times during the day. This has been going on for like a month now. Have you noticed that?
I have. I've noticed more and more floods all the time and all kinds of weather anomalies all the time, constantly.
Well, these changes have happened so quick during the day, and over, I says, wait a minute, this is not normal. I mean, I'm used to maybe once or twice a day these things happen, but over and over, it's just like very, very weird to me. And, you know, and another thing I want to bring up, you know, I think all this Christian Zionist business is straight from out of the bottomless pit, Pastor Butch.
Well, I agree, because they're definitely Antichrist. They truly are Antichrist.
Oh, yeah. I found that out by doing research and by reading the Bible. And I brought this up to another host. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the big plan is that the Zionists get rid of all the Muslims. Then the Zionists convince the Christian Zionists to get rid of all the real Christians. And then finally, the Zionists betray and get rid of all the Christian Zionists.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. That's definitely part of the beast.
If you look at Revelation, You find out who these people really are. This is why I cannot... when somebody who calls themselves a Christian starts with this Christian Zionist nonsense, I just have no interest in talking to them anymore because I... they're so misled, and this is not to label anybody, but I mean, you would think that what they're watching happening now and reading their Bible, they can't put two and two together and say, hey, wait a minute. You know,
well, you can always try to explain to them like somebody finally had to do to me. I was that way one time myself. You want to give me a praise report tonight, Chance? Have anything to praise God about?
No, but can I say one more thing? I'll give you
yes,
an example.
Sir.
I said to one Christian Zionist who said they're God's chosen people. I says, well, how could they be God's chosen people when they don't believe in Jesus Christ? I said, did you ever think of that?
That's a very good point. That's very true.
Yeah, and, you know, so therefore I don't do it no more. I just won't carry on the conversation. I see what's happening, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's so obvious. A praise report, well, I'm alive and I have my three pets. That's praise enough for
me. Amen. And you had food to eat and place to sleep. Amen to that. But don't give up
on
them.
And that also. And thank you for taking my call. And God bless you now, Pastor Bush.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you. Folks, phone lines open. Give a praise report tonight for what God's done for you. I don't care where you are or who you are. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how sick you are. I mean, I do care, but that's not a reason not to praise our Father. It isn't. We get a brand new body, folks, a brand new heart already when we're born again. But we get one when we leave this world that will never have another evil thought for eternity. And in the book of Revelation, we're told that there'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more death. Why can't we be excited about that? Shouldn't we be excited about that? Shouldn't we be so thrilled to read this in the Scriptures and know that's true? And it pertains to you and I, those that are born again. Shouldn't that make us all feel like we're going to bust with joy and praise? I would think that would really lift our hearts before God and help us understand that we have a lot to be thankful for, no matter what the world tells us. We have a lot to be thankful for, folks. We truly, truly do. Lines are open, like I said, 717-300-1698. We'll play another song for you by The Inspirations, if you don't mind. It's entitled, It's Still the Blood. Folks, the only hope of salvation is through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Understand that. I don't care. You know, I'm going to say this and move on. I hear a lot of people getting on different shows, and they like to speak and show their, I guess, ability to speak some things in Hebrew and use what they call the proper name of God and make us say this name the Scripture, the Bible books differently than we do, and you know, they're showing off. But it's strange to me, they say those words in Hebrew, but they don't speak the rest of the sentence in Hebrew. So to me, it kind of defeats the purpose. But anyway, and they get arrogant about it. Folks, listen, the name whereby we must be saved is Jesus. That's it. That's the name that Satan flees from when I pronounce it when I'm being attacked. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out of here. I've seen it happen as I prayed for people. Satan fears that name. I understand that we serve the King of Kings and God of Gods. Please play that song if you don't mind, Todd.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, there was no way to make my wrongs right. Then the old accuser to the Lord did cry, he is a sinner and now he must die. Then I heard a voice say, Father, I'll go and I'll pay his sin debt in Calvary's flow. I'll bear in my body the marks of the cross. to save this child who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood.
Amen.
That saves from sin. It's still.
If you're not praising God, folks, there's something wrong in your heart for sure.
That cleanses.
Hallelujah.
Within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
Yes, it is.
There are those who rely on works that they do, and some men count on the times they prayed through. But when the battle's over and victory is won, I'll go home through the blood of the Father's only Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't it true?
Within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still.
Hallelujah. That's my kind of music, folks. The old time hymn.
Cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
Well, hallelujah. You know, folks, I have to listen. I praise God. It's not my works. I can't earn it. I don't care how hard I try. My righteousness is a filthy rags. I say to everybody, listen tonight, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be anything except somebody that loves Christ, trusts him, and wants to be with him. He'll do the rest with you. He'll teach you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. That's why I've been trying to be patient with other people. Listen, folks, I was, I guess you'd call me a Zionist at one time. I truly was. I was. I didn't know better. Christ taught me through people, through other men who had patience with me and showed me. And folks, I'm hard-headed. Took a while to get me off that trail. But somebody who's hard to get through to, once they get it, they stay on fire for it. You may take a while to get to them, but once they're on that side, they really stand for the truth on that. So try to be patient with other people. Pray for them. Lead them. Teach them. Always have your arms open to give them a hug when they come back and ask them for prayer or whatever. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, come on in. Welcome to the program.
Hey, I enjoy your show. Listen, I went to church for the first time in a long time, probably like about 35 years last Sunday. It was so-called Father's Day, but it was a real libtard church, and that's why I don't go to church, because there's no real churches anymore. I'm sorry to say, not in my area anyway.
I understand that. I understand that. And it's sad.
Day,
it's sad.
They're all talking.
It's sad,
all
Joe.
Talking about.
It's sad.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not many churches in your area. That's true, but everywhere though. That's about true, but everywhere. But go ahead.
Listen, they were talking about Father's Day this, Father's Day that. I said, listen, I don't know the Bible too good. I'm not enough like an authority, but I know Jesus said right out of his mouth, he said, call no man Father, but God the Father. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, I mean, even the Catholic, I was raised Catholic, and all the paganism symbols and all the Masonic symbols, I mean, once you learn all that, and you can't unsee all that stuff, you know, and keep thinking they're represent Jesus Christ at all.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
And I want to reach out to you for another reason. I know that caller that just called in, Chance.
Yes.
I really want to connect with him, and I want to leave you my number, and I want to hook up with him. I know He might know some of the same people I know in New Jersey. I know he's been used to live here a long time ago, and I want to know if you could do me that favor if I leave you my phone number. And if you could call back, I'd really like to touch base with you. Because I know you're calling the Hal Turner Show and Jeff Renz, too, and a couple other shows, probably.
You do that. I tell you, leave the number with my producer, Todd, and he'll give it to me. He'll text it to me, I'll give the chance tomorrow. Chance, post call me tomorrow in the office. Chance, you be sure and call me, and I'll give you. I'll give his number. Your number to him. How's that?
That sounds great, Pastor Butch. And I wish you were around here. I'd like to go to some of your services.
Well, I wish you could be there. We do. By the way, I will tell you this: when you call an earthly man as your physical dad, your father, that's not the same as calling a priest a father, because then you're calling him like he's some kind of god. That's a whole different reference. That's idolatry. And that's when the Catholics do that, you know, they call your son, you call him the father. That's not biblical. But when I call my dad, my earthly daddy, earthly father, that wasn't the same thing. So understand, they're probably not talking about the father that the Catholics talk about. When you call somebody father in a reverent way, as he's God or has a power of some way of salvation, forgiving sins, that's idolatry. But good call, Gary. Don't be a stranger. Call back. Call back some more, okay?
When can I leave you that number then?
Just leave it with Todd. Just don't hang up. Todd will get the number and he'll text to me, okay? My producer will get the number off of you. Don't hang up, okay?
Hey, I appreciate that so much.
All right. Let's go ahead and go to Gary in California, Todd, then take Joe's number.
I wouldn't be called daddy in California.
Oh, okay. Well, I had to go. Well, he said I'd call in California, but I guess not. Go ahead, Gary. All right. Welcome.
I'm from Arizona.
Oh well.
I don't want people to get confused on that, but yeah,
I understand
you know?
That I do. You go right ahead. What's on your little pea picking mind tonight?
Well, you know what I want to say here is, you know, we all need each other. I'm not talking about. Well, yes, we all need each other. We're all Christians. We all need each other. We all learn from each other. And, I started listening to your show a long, long time ago, probably almost 20 years ago, I think. And, when I left Satan's kingdom and I come to God's kingdom and I needed some help, people had to lead me and guide me and show me how to read and how to put things together. And, I don't know very much, maybe still today, but a lot more than when I first started.
Amen.
And I learned things. Now, like I said, I've been with this ministry for a long, long time. And when I first started talking to you on the air, within the first year, you had Dan Holman on there.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, I stood up for life as soon as I came to Jesus Christ, but I wasn't doing nothing to save it. And when I heard him talk on your show, I said, if he can do it by the grace of God, I can do it too.
Amen.
And so my wife and I, we started by word of mouth, just sharing Jesus Christ to other people, and how each and every one of us, came from my mother, our mothers. And when I was born, as ugly as I am, I'm sure that my mother kissed me up one side and down the other. And because she loved me. And believe it or not, Butch, yours did too. I think that was a little more difficult with you, but
you're probably right. I'm not going to argue that. You're probably right.
But what I'm saying here, see, is we can learn from each other. We don't get everything, boom, just, hitting us, and all of a sudden we know everything. And we learn how to apply that. In our everyday lives, and it's usually somebody else will open a door for you. God will open a door, and Isaiah says, "Here I am, Lord, send me."
Amen.
We need people to be sent by God. You ask God to send you, and I'm going to tell you, He will put you on a track that you can handle, and within that, you will learn many, many things. I learned many, many things from people I had to talk to on the street for the last 10-12 years.
Amen.
But I learned from other people, and I learned from a whole lot of people right here on this program. Now, I'm not saying that because me and you have been friends for a long time. I am. but anyways, You know what I'm saying. You know, I've learned things from you, and I even think that you might have even learned one or two things from me. You never know.
Sometimes you can teach a hillbilly something. You really can.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Well, there's two of us that know that. Anyways. So I love you. I love Martha Jean.
I
love everybody that's there. And like I said, we're a family. We've been together a long, long time.
Amen.
And my wife thinks the world of you and your wife. And I just want you to know that. And all the people that's prayed for Donna's health. And she still has some problems. But by the grace of God, you know, we're still here. She's 82 now. You know, and she still can boss me around. So she's getting better and better all the time.
Well, give her a hug and kiss for me, will you?
I certainly will enjoy doing that, so I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Good call, Gary. Now we're going to go to Gary in California. You're running out of time here. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Butch.
Good evening.
I have a simple praise. The Holy Spirit's been tugging on my spirit and my heart the past week, and he's amplified how much provision of grace that he has filled me with, he's bestowed me with. It spills over into graciousness. Graciousness for other people, other people's hearts, other people's thoughts and minds, and it truly amplifies amazing grace.
And amen.
So therefore, my friend, that's what I wanted to share with you tonight.
Amen. Well, thank you. You know, you're a first-time caller, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't be a stranger.
I won't. I don't. The two previous callers before, I have been not a churchgoer, but I really admire listening to you, and I sense your spirit is full of grace and graciousness too. So keep up the good work, sir.
Well, thank you, Gary, and do give us calls. Maybe give us a call one day. I'll be in the office on Thursdays from 9 to 4 Eastern time. Sometime give me a call in the office, and we'll chat a couple minutes.
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling, Gary. Thank you so much.
All right.
What a sweet call. I tell you, I love callers. I love all callers, but I love new ones come in and talk to us. We may have time to play this last song. The Squire Parsons passed away a couple months ago. He's about 4 or 5 months older than me. He's 76 years old, about 77 years old. Passed away. He had put out a beautiful song called Beulah Land. Let's play very quickly, if you don't mind, Todd.
Homesick for that country to which I've never been before.
Amen.
Sad goodbye. Will there be snow
If you do, raise your hands anyway. Hallelujah. I have enjoyed the night tremendously. I truly have, folks. And I mean that. I pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you, as it has to me. Bringing tears to my eyes, listening to beautiful hymns, and having my brothers and sisters out there listening with me. Beautiful, beautiful time. Beautiful time. If this broadcast is a blessing to you, please let us know. I mean that. I don't praise me. Please don't pray. Don't even think about praising me. You can pray for me. If I've earned respect, then I appreciate that. But believe me, if you knew me as well as I know me, you probably wouldn't speak to me again. Marcia does, because she has a lot of grace, too. But I just want you to know that I appreciate each and every one of you that's been with us for so long. I mean, Gary, over 20 years. So, oh, my. And we're out of time. I'll talk to you in the office tomorrow, okay? Have a great night in Jesus. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.